Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, the goal of Iran is very clearly to inflict maximum pain on the United States and twist the arm of Donald Trump until he's the one who comes to the negotiation table first. Nothing I say in this video is meant to be alarmist or to scare anybody or to say that the stock market is going to crash. No. Honestly, at the end of the day, in 1 year's time, I think that the Middle Eastern conflict that Trump started will have hurt him more than it hurts us long term. He is going to have a brutal midterms due to the gas price shock that Americans are experiencing and will continue to experience. And that is honestly the goal of Iran. Iran is trying to inflict maximum political and economic damage on the United States so that Donald Trump begs mercy and walks away. By the way, the Iranian regime is despicable. They are awful. They have been repressing their citizens for 40 years, and none of this is a defense of them. I'm just trying to lay out the strategy that is laid out in this CNN article that just dropped moments ago. Iran is ready for a long war with the U.S., and only economic pain will end it, senior official tells CNN. We're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. And for some interesting statistics and updates this morning, Patrick Dehan, an analyst at Gas Buddy, shows that it's mainly red states who are bearing the brunt of this gas price spike. It's wild. Donald Trump promised no new wars and to lower prices, and he started a new war that spiked prices. Patrick points out biggest weekly jumps after the dust settles is Indiana, plus 58 cents, Florida, plus 57 cents, Michigan, plus 55 cents, Ohio, plus 55 cents, again, Texas, 111 cents, North Carolina, 110 cents. This is average diesel prices, Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi. It is all spiking, and that is the intentional goal from the Iranian regime. Global oil markets are currently in a frenzy because the Strait of Hormuz has been intentionally closed off by Iran. Ron Filipkowski says the golden age rolls on as we get reports that Iran may be activating sleeper cells outside of the country. The Department of Homeland Security leader Kristi Noem has no incentive to care. She's on her way out, so that makes us less safe. Again, not trying to be alarmist, but when I see Kristi Noem, then I see Kash Patel, then I see the leadership that is guiding us, like Donald Trump and Howard Lutnick and effing Pete Hegseth, it's actually pretty damn terrifying that these are the people that are in charge. To continue, Fox News was trying to tell captains this morning in the sea near Iran and the UAE that they should risk their lives and they should just go through the Strait of Hormuz. He says something to the effect of, show some guts and just go through that strait. Brian Kilmeade is the one who says it. Man, right off the back of his homeless people should be killed comments a few months ago, he's now saying that captains of oil tankers should risk their lives for Donald Trump's polling numbers. Take a listen.
They could get the prices of oil up that the president would have to draw from the conflict. So just careful, guys. Right.
And he said they should go to strategic oil reserve. That's what Joe Biden did to get prices down without a crisis. The administration announced $20 billion maritime reinsurance plan. So he's saying, hey, guys, even though we get the oil, the market's flush, this is fear, I'm still going to insure your ships. So go through the strait. And, you know, that's just part of it. If you want to diminish the Iranian threat, if you want to make sure that this ends up with complete Iran capitulation, sow some guts and go through that strait and do it.
I mean, as Melanie points out here, this should go without saying, but oil tanker captains and crews shouldn't be asked to risk their lives to help Trump's polling numbers. Fox News is quite literally giving the advice to oil tanker captains that they should risk their lives. What kind of advice are these people giving live on Fox News on Monday morning? Jesus. On the Adam Ockler show, we'll tell you, please do not risk your life if you are near the Strait of Hormuz or if you are near these conflicts. Do not risk your life for Donald Trump. Because right now, the geographic targeting coming from Iran shows that they are trying to inflict maximum damage. The Strait of Hormuz is dangerous. Gulf countries have been hit. airports, oil infrastructure, transit corridors have been hit repeatedly by Iran. Qatar's armed forces intercepted a missile attack just a few days back. Over and over and over, Iran tries to hit U.S. bases. In the UAE, we just learned that 15 ballistic missiles and 18 drones tried to strike in a single afternoon. Bahrain's national oil company has declared force majeure, meaning they can no longer guarantee their contractual obligations because the war has made normal operations impossible. Iran's message to Gulf governments is very, very explicit right now. They're saying you are not neutral bystanders. As long as American forces are operating out of your territory, you are a part of this, and they are trying to inflict maximum damage on all of our allies. Now, to walk you through the logic of Iran very quickly, the logic that's laid out here in this CNN article is basically that a quick peace didn't work last time. So about 8 months ago, the United States struck Iran's nuclear facilities. And we don't want Iran to have nuclear facilities, but the way that Trump and his administration are going about this is despicable. But we struck Iran's nuclear facilities. Trump claimed they were obliterated. We cast doubt on this show. We had a lot of skepticism and said, we don't quite have the data to show that they're obliterated. And over the next 8 months, the United States rearmed, Iran rearmed, and the United States just went back to war because Iran's response was rather weak. They just struck some random oil fields in Qatar. So now they're saying, listen, we are going to inflict real economic, real political, real damage that costs lives. A quick peace didn't work last time, so we're going to show you what happens. It's basically a deterrence. If I do something very bad and I just get my hands smacked away, then I'll try it again later on. But if I get my hand chopped off, I have no urge to try it again later on. That's what they're doing to Donald Trump. A top Iranian official has warned that the government is prepared for a long war with the U.S. and signaled that it is willing to continue attacking Gulf countries in an effort to persuade them to convince President Trump to take a step back from the conflict. The warning came in an exclusive CNN interview in Tehran with Kamal Karazi, a foreign policy advisor to the Office of the Supreme Leader.
Iran has a new supreme leader. What does that mean for your military effort and the confrontation with the United States and in Israel?
That means the system is quite functioning.
So the United States says it's drastically degraded the Iranian military, the capabilities as far as missiles is concerned, drones is concerned. How much longer can you do this?
That is one of the false narratives that the United States government is producing. Iranian military is quite strong, as you see, because they have the motivation, they have the arms that they need.
He goes on to say that they don't want diplomacy. Quote, I don't see any room for diplomacy anymore because Donald Trump has been deceiving others and not keeping his promises. The Daily Mail is also reporting that the White House is blocking intelligence reports warning of a rising U.S. homeland terror threat linked to the Iran war. So we have seen an increased death toll in the form of 160 school children, thousands of Iranians, 7 U.S. soldiers, service members. Now there are more terroristic threats. I mean, my family was on a trip and I was worried about them over this past week because they were flying internationally and who knows what's going to happen due to Donald Trump's dumb assery. So residential buildings are being hit. People are being critically wounded across the Middle East. Airports across the region have been shuttered. Hundreds of people have been killed in Lebanon. They did nothing to get involved in this, but there are real human costs and they deserve acknowledgement. Iran will continue to try to inflict damage, which is not good. Nobody wants that. They need to stop. The United States needs to stop. I want to come back to where I started. The regime is bad, but the United States administration is bad as well. We launched this unilaterally with no provocation, all because Israel wanted us to. If you agree with this video, if you want me to make more, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.